And Rural News Time, Maya Burry is with us. Kia ora, Maya. We were just hearing there about the supermarket business review. It could reverberate right to the farmyard.
Indeed, Morena Susie. As you've just heard in business, these complaints that supermarkets are using their market power to force down prices for companies that supply them with products. And this can indirectly harm growers who supply raw ingredients for packaged or processed foods, such as frozen peas or jams and marmalade, for example, by severely shrinking their profit margins. And even more directly, it can affect business people like winemakers and horticulturalists. So this market study into supermarkets, which has been undertaken by the Commerce Commission. The primary purpose will be to look to make sure that consumers are getting a good deal, but it will also look at how supermarkets acquire product from their suppliers. So no doubt that will be of interest to some in the primary industries.
Now, I understand that a walk through the countryside is becoming a substitute for Disneyland or Bali. How's that then?
Yeah, I'm not sure how people's children feel about this. Have you dabbled in any dock walks or private walks this year?
No.
There's still time, Susie, don't worry.
There is.
But look, lots of New Zealanders, they're obviously having to make do, being forced to take their holidays at home. And so some farm tourism ventures, they are becoming more profitable. It's really helping boost business for, as we've heard, dock walks, but also farm treks, which are either catered or self-catering. And one North Island walk, it's booked up for a whole year in advance. And walks in the South Island, they're also becoming more popular. Joe McAtamney of Four Peaks High Country track near Fairlie is one of those who's shared in the boom.
Well, we have had a lot more inquiry and a lot more bookings than normal at this time of year. We've never asked people, is it because of COVID or that you can't travel, but we assume it is. So it's great to have more interest in people seeing their own backyard.
Now, Jack Gibbs helps run a walk across six farms on the Port Hills near Christchurch. It's called Banks Track, and he's seen a significant increase in earnings from this.
We're experiencing the same pickup in business. We are probably, 10 to 15% up on last year in our bookings. But in a normal year, we'd have about 70% of our clients would be Kiwis, so only 30% from overseas, and the majority of those are Australians. So even though we're down the Australians and the rest of the world, but we're up in total.
And Sonia Armstrong is also part of the Banks Track group.
We feel very heartened by the fact that we've had a lot of people, October and November, much busier than our usual spring bookings. And they have been mainly New Zealand walkers and all ages and many returns. So I think that they're discovering what we've got here. They're looking in a much smaller area now, New Zealand, not the world.
And with most of these farm walks, people trek through our cattle or sheep country, and it's often dotted with native bush, so it sounds pretty nice. And earnings from these ventures, they can amount to 30% of a farmer's total income or even more.
It's not quite Disneyland or Bali, though.
No.
You've not quite convinced me on that one, or indeed, I suspect, my children.
nonetheless,
though, you've got the latest from the global dairy auction overnight.
Yeah, just quickly, the average price at the auction, it rose 1.8% to $3,157 a tonne. That compares with a 2% fall at the last auction 2 weeks ago. The price of whole milk powder, that's the ingredient Fonterra sells the most of at that auction, it increased 1.8% to $3,037 a tonne.
Thank you very much, Maya Burry, there with the rural update.